Welcome to the latest podcast from Adept English, aimed at helping you to improve your understanding and fluency in spoken English. Listening to Adept English will help your understanding become automatic, just like when you hear your own language. For more information, visit our website at adeptenglish.com. Hi there, I'm Hilary, and this is the latest podcast from Adept English. You may have noticed on Facebook or via email that we're trying to get more people involved in our way of learning to speak English. We currently have 40,000 listeners every month, and we think that we can push this up to 50,000 with your help. As you know, we offer almost all of our content for free, so there's no risk in persuading people to try out Adept English. If you like what we're doing and you know people who might like it as well, can we ask a huge favour? Can you please share this easy-to-remember link? 7, that's the number 7, 7rules.adeptenglish.com. That would be great if you would do that for us. Right, let's get on with this week's podcast. So in the spirit of Rule 6 of the 7 Rules of Adept English, let's make today's podcast the type that gives you a helping hand with the English language. Now I know that many of you have studied English in a school or college, and therefore you'll probably have studied English grammar. So today I'm going to use the proper grammar terms, the proper words for the grammar I'm going to teach you. But hopefully I'll make it simple, easy to understand, and you can do learn through listening, so that's much easier. So the part of grammar which I'm going to teach you today is called the gerund, G-E-R-U-N-D. By using its proper name, I'm hoping to link it to any English language lessons that you've had on this subject. Also, by giving it its name, gerund, it helps you remember the idea and hopefully helps you understand it. But let me say that probably many people who have spoken English all their lives would not know what a gerund is. They may not know the word gerund, but they would understand them and use them automatically. In English, we use gerunds all the time, but if you're new to the language, it can be very confusing when you hear them. So, what is a gerund? Well, if you know your basic English grammar, a noun, N-O-U-N, is a person, place or thing word. So a word that you can put the or a in front of. The teacher, a house, the cat. And a verb, V-E-R-B, is a doing word, an action word. So to speak, to run, to drink. So far, so good. And when you take a word which is normally a verb and you add on the end of it, ing, ing, you make it into a noun, and that is a gerund. So if I take verb examples that I gave to you, to speak, or to run, or to drink, I can make nouns out of them. So speaking, running, and drinking can all be used as nouns. Let's use some example sentences. Speaking all the time means that you are not listening very much. Running every morning makes me feel tired. Drinking lots of orange juice is bad for your teeth. So you can see, in each of those sentences, I've taken a verb, added ing, and made a noun. Now, you would be unlikely to hear someone say, ah, drinking, or ah, running. But if someone was talking about their exercise routine, you might hear them say, the running and the cycling are good for my heart and the swimming is good for my arms. But usually these nouns don't have the or a in front of them. So you'll hear things like these sentences. I don't like running, but I do like walking. Drawing and painting are much more fun than maths. Or, my playing on the piano is really improved. So the confusion sometimes comes from the fact that the gerund looks like what we call the present participle. So the present participle is a form of the present tense. And it sounds like this. I am walking to the shop right now to buy some eggs. So here, walking, I am walking, is the verb, the present tense. You could have, I saw him driving his car. Here again, driving is a present participle. It's part of the verb. I saw him driving his car is the same meaning as I saw him and he was driving his car. So these are not gerunds. They're verbs. And they're not being used as nouns. Let me give you an example of some gerunds with these same sentences. If you said, I love walking to the shop to get eggs, that would be a gerund, because you're using walking as a noun. I love it. I love walking. Often, it is used instead of the infinitive. If you use the infinitive instead, it would be, I love to walk to the shop to get eggs. Whereas a gerund, I love walking to the shop to get eggs. So gerund, I love walking to the shop. Infinitive, I love to walk to the shop. So here are some more examples of gerunds in sentences. So all of them are verbs made into nouns by adding ing. Thinking hurts my head, but having a bath makes me relax. Smoking is bad for your health. Eating lots of vegetables is good for you. She enjoys reading and playing the violin. Whatever your age, learning a foreign language is good for your brain. Okay, so you get the idea of gerunds, verbs made into nouns. Just a little bit more on this. Sometimes you'll come across these words, these gerunds, also being used as an adjective. A-D-J-E-C-T-I-V-E. Adjective is a describing word, like blue or small or fast or slow. So here we've taken a word which is a verb, like to run, and then we've added ing to make it into a gerund, so a noun, so running. And then we're making it into an adjective by saying, my running shoes. So here, clearly, we don't mean that the shoes go running on their own. We mean that these are the shoes which I wear when I go running. But you can see here the word running in my running shoes is a gerund, which is being used as an adjective to describe the shoes. What it actually means is they're shoes for running. So here are some more examples of gerunds being used as adjectives to describe something. Remember, they all end in ing. The old lady was very slow, and sometimes she used a walking stick. Where are my hair-cutting scissors? Sometimes I sew by hand, but usually I use a sewing machine. I like going to the swimming pool and I wear my swimming costume. I cook sausages in my frying pan. It was feeding time at the zoo. If you look at the transcript, if you look at the words for this podcast, it's on the website at adeptenglish.com. I've highlighted in bold all the gerunds in the sentences, just to make it easier for you. Hopefully that's enough examples to give you a helping hand on gerunds, and you understand now what a gerund is, whether it's being used as a noun or an adjective. If you know anyone who's an English speaker, ask them whether they know what a gerund is. They may not know. Unless it's your English teacher, that is, they should know. So listen to this podcast a number of times, firstly to understand the English, but also so that you remember what a gerund is once you've understood it. You may find you have to explain it to other people. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. But don't forget to visit our website and find other podcasts and transcripts, so the written version of everything that we release in PDF format, and lots of interesting articles on there. You can sign up for our free 7-day course. And if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.